Richard remembered the first time he had been to see Reg with a problem. It was only the normal angst that periodically takes undergraduates into its grip, particularly when they have essays to write, but it had seemed a dark and savage weight at the time. Reg had sat and listened to his outpourings with a deep frown of concentration, and when at last Richard had finished, he pondered seriously, stroked his chin a lot, and at last leaned forward and looked him in the eye. "I suspect that your problem," he said, "is that you have too many paper clips up your nose." Richard stared at him. "Allow me to demonstrate," said Reg, and leaning across the desk, he pulled from Richard's nose a chain of 11 paper clips and a small rubber swan. "Ah, the real culprit," he said, holding up the swan. "They come in cereal packets, you know, and cause no end of trouble. Well, I'm glad we've had this little chat, my dear fellow. Please feel free to disturb me again if you have any more such problems." Needless to say, Richard didn't. Richard glanced around the table to see if there was anybody else he recognised from his time at the college. Two places away to the left was the Don who had been Richard's director of studies in English, who showed no signs of recognising him at all. This was hardly surprising, since Richard had spent his 3 years here assiduously avoiding him, often to the extent of growing a beard and pretending to be someone else. Next to him was a man whom Richard had never managed to identify. Neither, in fact, had anyone else. He was thin and vole-like, and had the most extraordinarily long, bony nose. It really was very, very long and bony indeed. In fact, it looked a lot like the controversial keel which had helped the Australians win the America's Cup in 1983, and this resemblance had been much remarked upon at the time, though not, of course, to his face. No one had said anything to his face at all. No one. Ever. Anyone meeting him for the first time was too startled and embarrassed by his nose to speak, and the second time was worse because of the first time, and so on. Years had gone by now, 17 in all. In all that time he had been cocooned in silence. In hall it had long been the habit of the college servants to position a separate set of salt, pepper, and mustard on either side of him, since no one could ask him to pass them. And to ask someone sitting on the other side of him was not only rude but completely impossible, because of his nose being in the way. The other odd thing about him was a series of gestures he made, and repeated regularly throughout every evening. They consisted of tapping each of the fingers of his left hand in order, and then one of the fingers of his right hand. He would then occasionally tap some other part of his body, a knuckle, an elbow, or a knee. Whenever he was forced to stop this by the requirements of eating, he would start blinking each of his eyes instead, and occasionally nodding. No one, of course, had ever dared to ask him why he did this, though all were consumed with curiosity. Richard couldn't see who was sitting beyond him,